It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr. This is the Week in Review Extra. Fresh cuts of news and opinion and analysis. Joni Balter is assistant political editor of the Seattle Times. Knute Berger is the Mossback at Crosscut.com. Eli Sanders is associate editor of The Stranger. It's good to see you folks.
Nice to see you.
And you.
So the election, Tuesday, and then it's the after the election. So since a week from now, we'll know all the answers. I thought we could just conjecture a little bit. What are we going to get, for example, with a new Murray or McGinn administration? What are you thinking about when you look into the future?
The one that's really going to pop up once we know who the mayor is the police chief hire. Both candidates have made it a big deal during the campaign. And we all know what it's like to hire a new chief or a new school and superintendent. It's always some kind of a circus. But I think that's going to be one of the big things on the to-do list that'll pop up. Another thing that I think is a huge thing in the offing that nobody wants to talk about right now is the plan for the post-viaduct waterfront. There's a lot of criticism of the work down there. There's a lot of concern about the plan. There's a lot of pressure to move it ahead. And I think that's we're going to start hearing a lot more about the waterfront.
I've heard a little bit of criticism already from people saying too much concrete, too much public space that's not dedicated to getting people actually engaged in the area. And that we haven't heard that debate yet. What are you thinking about, Joni?
Well, I think you look ahead and you see if Mike McGinn wins, he'd have some fence mending to do with the city council since five of them endorsed his opponent. He has some money to give out in some of the many promises that he made. If Ed Murray wins, you'll see a big, long, protracted transition team looking for those people who can tell Ed Murray the good, the bad, and the ugly about, you know, stepping into an administrative executive kind of position. No doubt the police chief is the big deal. And, you know, we do these nationwide searches and we think, oh, you know, there'll be so many candidates. But you realize there really won't be that many candidates for it because, you know, you're looking for somebody who can be the police chief of a big city, a diverse city, who can handle reform, and who is willing to have their name be public, which is a big deal because what happens if you're an existing police chief, you have some talking to do to folks if you are talking to someone else and talking about leaving that community.
If McGinn is elected, in terms of the council, I think you might see him saying, look, five members of the city council were out of step with the city of Seattle, and this gives me a stronger hand to push my agenda forward. If Kashama Sawant wins, you also might see a city council that moves a bit further left and can work in accord with McGinn. If Murray wins, I think you will see a very long time, as Joni alluded to, of transitioning and also testing where he stands on a number of issues that we aren't quite clear about now in terms of where he stands. So transportation's one, bikes is another. So I think we'll see a long process of that and a kind of figuring out of what Ed Murray believes. We were talking in the morning about McGinn's new commercial, I Believe, This Is What I Believe. And I think part of the strategy there is to draw a contrast with his really clear beliefs, which are controversial, and the kind of mystery about Ed Murray, which will be, I guess, revealed if he's elected.
You know, mentioning Sawant and some of these issues, what did you make of Danny Westneat's column in the Seattle Times this week where he said Seattle, or I guess it was probably last Sunday, right? Seattle is moving further to the radical left. I don't know if he said radical, but to the left. And that maybe that's because of the realities of what's happening in the economics.
Well, this is like that national story that talked about the New York mayor because he's pulling the politics of New York further left. And if you think about it, especially if the minimum wage passes in SeaTac, that's like a signature development that could affect what he's talking about. The two mayoral candidates have said that they would push something like the SeaTac minimum wage, maybe different variations. But that is pushing left, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's an interesting race, too.
I think the two things to look at there are, one, how will district elections pass or not? That could have a real effect on scrambling the city council over the next couple of years. And ostensibly that might bring in some new blood there. And this left versus farther left is playing out in the city council race between Richard Conlon and Shama Sawant. You know, where Richard Conlon, who's kind of an old Seattle lefty, is being criticized now for being a conservative part of the pro-business mainstream. Now, whether that's a successful campaign or not remains to be seen. So I don't know whether it depends on where you define left. I mean, Mike McGinn has been very explicit about saying he wants to be the most progressive mayor in the most progressive city in America. So in that sense, we are already an outlier. If we do find that a socialist gets onto the city council, one benefit of that is that it will show that Seattle is no longer a one-party town. We'll at least have two parties, even if they're to the left.
All right. We'll see what happens. Next week, we'll talk about it. Knute Berger is the Mossback at crosscut.com. Joni Balter's with the Seattle Times. Eli Sanders, associate editor at The Stranger. This is the Week in Review Extra. For the record, I'm Steve Scherr. Thanks.